Welcome to Bravo Breakdowns, your podcast study guide for reality TV. Every Thursday, we cover an entire season of brawling, boozing, and romance, and skip all the boring parts where everyone is getting along. Whether you've never seen an episode or you're a Bravo scholar, we're here to break it down for you.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
So, I just watched the Love is Blind reunion.
And I haven't seen it. Do I need to watch this show?
The first season and then this last season, season six.
I have seen the first season.
Yeah, the first season beyond compare. Like, because people really were going on for love because they didn't know what the show was. And yeah, just really the naked neuroses on display. There was a woman who gave her dog wine on camera, and
I remember that woman. I did watch that season.
Yeah. But this current season, they captured lightning in the bottle again. There's like a lot of scandals off the show. One guy was in a serious relationship and was texting his girlfriend the minute he went into the pods and being like, all right, they're about to take my phone, but I love you so much. Can't wait to see you after this and get married to you.
Whoa.
And then when he got out of the pods, he did the same thing. Like, I love you. So happy I'm coming back to you. So he is like, fucked, dude.
I like that, though. He's honest.
Yeah. I mean, no, he lied the whole time.
Wait, so did his girlfriend know he was doing a show?
Yes. So he was honest with her.
Yeah.
But not with, like, not with everyone about the experiments is why he got raked over the coals tour.
Are the Lacheys still hosting that show?
Yes. And like, I almost made this my oral exam today. No, I love them as hosts. People complain so much, but they're the perfect host because like, they're so dumb. They really fiercely believe that like they are scientists and this is an experiment of love that they are proving. And if anyone is fake or doubts it, they ream them. They like rip their asses. They really believe that this is the best way for people to find love. And it's like no one else would. Only the Lacheys.
It's really weird. I don't know. Nick is like the lowest form of a celebrity I can think of.
Yeah, agreed.
And I don't even know what Vanessa does. I think she's like, I guess they have this show, right? So they're like making money from that, but I just remember, like, an interview with them. I guess they were promoting this show at some point. And they did an interview on the Today Show, which you know that I love. Mm-hmm. And Hoda was, like, talking about – she brought up Jessica Simpson. And she was, like, you know, Jessica was here. And she mentioned that, like, when she had babies, like, you guys sent her something. And that was really nice. And that everything's all good between all of you. And Vanessa was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. She's like, I'm sorry. She said that we sent something? Yeah, we didn't. And it was so awkward. Like, she could have just been like, even if it wasn't true. Probably maybe one of their assistants did. But and Nick didn't say anything. So it was probably one of Nick's assistants. But it was very, very awkward. Yeah, you should watch that.
They are like too dumb not to keep it real. And that's why it's perfect for this dumb show. Like, chef's kiss.
Yeah, they met on TRL.
Oh my God, they did? That's so romantic.
Yeah. They met on TRL when he was promoting his first solo album. Ugh. Also, I think his only solo album. I know way too much about this because I read the Jessica Simpson memoir, autobiography.
How is
it? It is the greatest book of all time.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here, Gatsby.
Next time you are on Ambien or whatever, please, that would be a good one to send to me.
No,
Michelle gets like kind of like loopy whenever she takes a Klonopin, I think.
I don't do it often.
For her panic attacks. It's she's had a panic attack. And then she will send me some kind of a horrible reality TV celebrity book. Like, and it's my favorite gift.
What have I sent you? I know I sent you the Adrina Patridge.
Adrina Patridge recently. Hilaria Baldwin. That was an all-timer. And then the novel that the teenage the dystopian novel, sci-fi, that Kendall and Kylie Jenner wrote together.
Oh my God, what was that book called?
I could not tell you. And it's on prominently displayed on my bookcase, and I look at it every day, and I still could not tell you the name.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. No, but Jessica Simpson's book is very good. She has like several chapters dedicated to like what an asshole John Mayer was to her, just like really manipulative, and talks about, yeah, so Nick met, yeah, Vanessa when she was one of the hosts of TRL, and he was promoting his solo album what still remains or whatever, some bullshit about his divorce
ripoff.
I know. Okay, I found the name of the Kendall Jenner Kylie Jenner book about, they wrote a young adult book, like dystopian, I guess. Mm-hmm. Rebels apostrophe not apostrophe semicolon no col- just colon
colon
City of Indra. Sorry, I couldn't get my punctuation right.
That's hard.
It is.
What's so funny is that this is like now a like step in young like teenager famous teenagers like promo PR campaigns to make them seem smart. Like Millie Bobby Brown released a novel too. I'm like, why are you guys doing? What's the point having a ghostwritten novel? Like, it's, why aren't you spending your time like getting sponsors and like modeling and stuff? Like, how does this help you? Like,
I don't know, girl, there's so much going on in the world, it's hard to say. But what we do need is like another A-list reality star making more novels.
Yeah, we need like A-list reality, RuPaul? Like Countess or RuPaul. Yeah, RuPaul does a lot of books.
Yeah, RuPaul would actually be good. The Countess, she's already got her whole thing with the class with the Countess. Yeah. Maybe like a Jill Zarin.
Oh, that would be so juicy.
She would write something super dystopian.
Yes. Yes, she could really create a dark apocalyptic world scenario.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
her little Diet Coke addled mind.
Oh my God. Her daughter shows up on my TikTok all the time, Allie.
Oh, really? Does she ever spill any beans? Does she ever talk shit about Jill?
Well, no, she talks a lot about Ozempic. She's on Ozempic.
Oh, is she on it?
She's on Ozempic, and she's also a spokesperson for Weight Watchers.
Not a conflict of interest.
No,
there.
Like apparently Weight Watchers loves it. And like, Tipper, like they have all of these influencers who are Weight Watchers, like influencer, like they do shit for Weight Watchers, but they're also on Ozempic and they're like their own little tribe. And they like get to go to all these conferences. And like, she's always talking about like, they set us up in this really nice hotel and we're going to talk about Weight Watchers and being on Ozempic. And she gets a lot of cool swag.
Oh, maybe I should.
So that's what Ali Shapiro is doing, in case anybody was wondering what happened to little Ali from Real Housewives of New York when her mom put her in fat camp.
Yes, she is.
She grew up to be really normal.
Obsessed
with
diet and.
Yeah, yeah. With diet culture.
Okay, let's get into it. Good morning, students. This is season 8 of Vanderpump Rules that we're covering. It's the season where they tried to add new young cast members and it didn't work. Brittany and Jax got married. It was an overall floppiana. But still, we're so excited because we have like a ton of drama and behind the scenes gossip that happened around the season and after the season. There's a couple of mysteries. So there's like a lot of really fun stuff to get into. Don't like, you can skip the season, but do not skip this episode.
Exactly.
The big thing about this season is that it finished airing in June 2020, and it really tipped off Bravo's racial reckoning, which they finally started making some changes around allowing racist behavior and racist on cameras. Long way to go. They still have a long way to go, but this was like kind of what started it. We've really busted our asses, not only to watch this whole season, but to find juicy dirt. So. Let's go. Are you excited, Michelle?
Yeah, and we will say that this is the last of the great seasons. Like, this is really it.
Yeah, yeah. There's still, it's just epic historically. And also at the end, don't touch that dial because we have a huge number one, biggest guy in the group.
The beast.
Mystery guest. The beast. Guess who?
The beast. Yes.
Yeah. Exciting. So keep listening. Okay. Well, let's start off and address the elephant in the room, that there are three new cast members, Dana, Brett, and Max, and two, like, friend of cast members, Charlie and Danica. They all work at Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants, and they're, like, the Saved by the Bell, the new class, and mm-hmm. they're all flop. They all flop. We're not even really going to cover them because it's such a flop.
Yeah, like, I literally forgot their names. I remember Dana and Max, and then I called the Brett other Max, and Danica can get it. She is good. And then Charlie doesn't really do much, and she does make pasta, and that's what she's famous for.
Yeah, she got a boy. I think she could have been okay, but she got a boyfriend after this season, and so she wasn't going to fuck anyone. And then you're kind of useless, because you can really only marry into the group.
Exactly.
Even Sheena really tries to get in there and, like, is working extra at Sir and, like, causing fights and hooking up with all of them, and still she can't make them interesting.
But she still delivers some funny Sheena's lines, like when she's trying to train Brett. You know, she's showing him around Sarah. She's like, okay, so, like, here's main bar. Like, she's like, oh, wait, are you single? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm single. Like, I'm divorced. It's fine. It doesn't define me.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. So good.
Yeah, we'll get into the drama around Sheena's edit later on, because she famously got a terrible edit this season, but it made it her strongest season.
She loves
after
it.
Rob.
Yeah. But she loves it.
She loves it. Attention. Okay, so the first big thing we have happening this season is, like, two or three episodes in. It's Stassi's book launch party. Stassi is wanting to have her book launch party at Tom Tom, so she texts Schwartz and they set it all up, and then Sandoval goes apeshit, rage text Stassi, is like, how dare you not contact me, we don't have the staff, Schwartz is an incompetent moron, like, how, and then, like, he shows up to the book launch party afterwards and they get in a huge screaming fight, and Stassi says, how dare you? You have no right. How dare you?
Yeah, she's pretty pissed.
Yes. And so some behind the scenes tea on this is that someone who was friends with Lala admitted that this is where we got confirmation that Vanderpump Rules is actually mostly reenactments, because apparently he was at the book launch party. They did the scene like five times. Each time Sandoval was like working himself up to be angry and like acting. So a little peek behind the curtain on that.
Ooh, yeah. And this was, just for context, this was a book launch for her first book, Next Level Basic.
Yes, which was a New York Times bestseller, but a little more behind the scenes gossip. She is a bestseller with an asterisk, which means she probably bought most of the books that tipped her over into bestseller on her own.
Whoa, I didn't even know that. Yep. I have never read one of her books. Have you read one of her books?
Oh, no, but I've listened to a podcast about it, and it's exactly what you would think. It's just like random lists about, like, these are my favorite murderers. Like, ugh. So Ken says Sandoval is spitting blood. And Ken is coughing up blood because he's dying of consumption. And pretty much this fight continues and no one is on Sandoval's side. He maintains, like, he should have been called. Schwartz is a fucking idiot. How dare she? Even Lisa is not on his side. Like, even Schwartz is not on his side. But what's interesting, foreshadowing, is that he's refusing to apologize. Like, he keeps saying, they call him a yes, but, because he keeps saying, like, yes, I, like, you know, rage texted and ruined the book launch. But in my defense, they're like, this guy, even Schwartz says this, they're like, this guy is unable to apologize. So, and that is really what we're seeing on the current season as well.
Yeah. He doesn't apologize for being an asshole.
Yeah. And even though, like, he's so shitty to Schwartz this season, like, Schwartz still loves his abuse.
Back? Yeah. Dude, I don't know. There's something about it. Schwartz, like, the rage text from Katie and all of that, and just the way that Sandoval treats him, like,
he likes being a victim, I think. Like,
he loves it because then he also just looks like the good guy every time.
Yes. Yes, he's very manipulative. I don't like him. So then we get into the joint bachelor party in Miami for Jackson Brittany.
I hated this bachelor trip. It was the Shay and Sheena bachelorette trip was so much better in Miami. So much better.
Yeah, agreed. But this does have its high points. Jax,
they had more money
says,
for costumes.
Yes, yes. Oh my God, they had so much money for costumes.
It was insane.
It was crazy. So that, you know, they'd done the drag bachelor party with shorts. And so they're like, okay, how do we elevate that? Let's do 10 hours of prosthetics and movie makeup and hire a team of 12 people to make us look like old men. Which, like, is, a flop. Like,
it was so boring. It's like, okay, you're going to be old men at a strip club. That's just very uncomfortable.
Yeah, very creepy. Although it's very funny to see this stripper riding Jax, and he says, I'm dead inside.
Mm-hmm. And he's not wrong. He ain't lying.
He's not wrong. Yeah. The high point for me of this bachelorette trip is that the girls go to a club, and then someone, you know, they hold up the standard bachelorette sign where it says, don't do it, Brittany.
They're all dressed. They're also in costume.
They're all dressed in tacky wedding dresses.
Or as Stassi says about what Sheena's wearing, like, Sheena probably just pulled something out of her closet.
Sheena's like, I guess I should just wear my own because everyone says it's
and
tacky.
She didn't even wear a dress. Did you see that? Sheena just wore, like, biker shorts, like a white top.
Mm.
Yeah. So it probably was right out of her closet.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah?
I wish she'd worn
her crop top wedding dress, though.
I wish, too. That would have been iconic, but I think she wasn't ready to... She's still not ready to laugh about that because of...
But we are, Sheena.
We are.
Sorry.
So they're at the club. The don't do it sign comes up. And at first, Brittany thinks it's really funny because this is a standard sign. Like everyone's bachelorette party, they're like, don't do it. Stay single forever. But Kristen gets in the mix and is like, that is so messed up. Like, can you... Brittany, I can't believe they did that.
They're making
like
fun
saying,
of you,
oh,
Brittany.
Yes.
They're making fun and of you and Jax. Yeah, yeah. She's so good.
Brittany, and she means it. Like, that's what I love about Kristen.
She's not
trying to stir the pot.
No,
she believes
She's like, these people are sick. They are twisted. They're trying to take you and Jax down. They're trying to ruin your life. They don't want you to see you happy with him. They don't want you to get married. Like, she really... Really,
she's very paranoid.
Goes in on that. Yes, she
and
is
I love it.
Not yeah. sober. None of them are sober except Lala, because she's just sober,
right? And she tries to be a voice of reason because after that, Brittany makes everyone leave. They go to like the hotel conference room.
Yeah,
and they're all sitting. In
we
a
need
circle.
To discuss what's going on. They were mean. That sign. They're making fun of me. They're making fun of me because I'm from Kentucky and I'm marrying a cheater. That said, he'd fuck anything that, even if it was a squirrel. She doesn't say that, but she says something along those lines.
She doesn't say that, but we all know. Yeah. And so the girls, especially Lala, are trying to talk her down and be like, this is standard. We talk to people who've been here before. They do the sign for everyone. And every time Brittany calms down, Kristen says like something quietly under her breath, like, but I know we're right.
It's wrong.
And then it starts up again.
Yeah, like yeah, Brittany will be calm and she's like, sorry, y'all. And then Kristen will be like, they don't want to see
you
happy.
But you didn't listen to her feelings. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Didn't want to see you happy.
Yeah. And they're all like, Kristen, please stop. You keep making Brittany upset. And Kristen's like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything but telling the truth.
It's so
No
good.
One wants to tell her the truth. Yeah.
And then the best part is mid-fight, Jax comes in and Brittany's like, they're making fun of our love. And they said, don't do it.
And
Jax
like,
just smiles and blinks. He's like just smiling so big. And then he says, I'm wasted.
She's like, oh, then, honey.
Hey. And then he brings like a what we think are pizzas.
Yeah, for all the drunk gals. But they and are then, just almost completely gone pizzas. That
like
he
just
had.
Some crust and some chicken bones.
Yeah.
Like literally just a bunch of chicken
It's just
chicken
really,
bones.
He was like, I don't know where to put this trash. So he just gave it to Brittany. He's like, let me go. like Jack's the fucking meathead, like chauvinist, like, Me Jax, me go find woman to discard of me trash.
Yes, she must break down wet boxes.
Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, honey.
And then he's like, they were right. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't marry me. And he clearly didn't take it seriously at all. Brittany looks like a fool. So then we get to Pride. That's the next big event where Jax has to bartend and he's so put upon. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I should be on the float. Mm-hmm. Why am I bartending? This is such a waste. Like, I'm just going to get hammered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's pouring, telling he's like telling like the new people working Pride, like you have to just keep drinking all day. Like that's what you do.
That's the only way.
Yeah. It's the only way to get through it. And they're like, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Jax keeps breaking the fourth wall this season and saying it doesn't make sense for him to still work at Sir because he's such a star. But isn't he the one who would still definitely be bartending at Sir of all of the cast? Like, if it wasn't for the show, like,
I don't know. I think he would have been fired from Sir at this point just because, like, he's actually like a terrible bartender, like famously very shitty.
Yes, more behind the scenes tea. There's plenty of people who've like been to Sir like while shooting or like while Jax was doing his obligatory shift there, and he's so mean. Mm. If people ask for a beer, he's like, we kind of don't do that here. It's like, yes, you do. I can see them on tap. Like,
yeah,
it's like, no, we don't really do that. We're like a nice establishment.
Yeah, can you like just order a glass of wine?
It's like, okay, you're being classist now, Jax.
Yeah, yeah. There was like that scene from Pride, not this season, but a few seasons ago where like someone was like, okay, they want like a strawberry margarita, and he's like, can you just like tell them to get beer or wine or something? Like the idea of like having to make a cocktail is just like really puts Jax out.
He's so above it.
He fucking hates it.
Yeah. Also at Pride, James is drunk and DJing. He yells at Raquel for not being there while he's DJing, so she skips work, comes to see him. She gets caught, and then there's a big like fake storyline of like, Raquel, you're gonna get fired. We really needed you.
What? And then she's like, but James needed me to support him DJing. I had to listen to his son.
It's dead ass. Yeah, so that's like, it's the same James plot every freaking season. And I'm like getting tired of recapping it. That's like pretty much the whole deal, except now instead of him getting fired, it's Raquel getting fired. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, James is entertaining, but I feel like they needed to step it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to Brittany's wedding shower. This is the most cringe moment.
Yes. And it was at Katie Maloney's house, right? It was at Katie's house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, this season, Jax and Brittany, Tom and Ariana, and Katie and Schwartz all buy the exact same house.
Yes, the same modern farmhouse, like Trump administration, like shit lab.
Like, it's so weird that they all got like the same house. Like, I can't tell them apart.
Yeah, they've all definitely codependently mind-melted into having the same taste.
I remember Tom and Ariana's is the one without furniture, because Stassi- Jax talks about that a lot.
Yes. Yes, that becomes a big plot point in the best episode, which we will get to.
Yeah.
Stassi hires Disney princesses, like actors playing Disney princesses.
That you would have at a child's birthday party.
Yes. And
for your like
5-year-old
girl. Yeah.
And Brittany is in hog heaven. She is like, oh my God, I just love princesses. They overcome adversity and then marry their prince like me. And again,
oh my
like,
moon and stars. Is that Belle? Oh my God, it's Cinderella at my wedding shower. Oh my God. And then she's like, these girls just know me so well. They knew that I'd love Disney princesses at my wedding shower. It's like, God.
Yeah, because you had a fairy tale themed engagement party. It's a nightmare. Story you're in. This is also announced at the shower that before the party, Lisa had found out that Brittany and Jax's pastor, who was going to officiate the wedding, had said a lot of really homophobic, transphobic things.
Whoopsie.
And it had been a year of like people DMing, tweeting about this, messaging like the cast, and no one would bring it up on camera. And Brittany was looking the other way. And then when Lisa finds out, she's like, this is bad for my brand. You're not doing this. Actually, we're announcing at the shower that Lance Bass is officiating the ceremony because that looks way better.
Mm-hmm. Peter's birthday, James is not invited because Peter takes his job as, like James isn't invited, but I think Raquel is or something like that. Mm-hmm. And Peter is like, I take my job as a groomsman, like very seriously. And then, but the funny thing is, it'll be our clip of the week is when James is doing an impression of Peter. And that actually is very funny. She's like, oh, I'm Peter. I couldn't possibly be further up Jax's ass if I tried kissing it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they keep him, despite the boring plots.
Yeah.
So at this party, Tom and Ariana bring up that even though Lance Bass is the officiant now, mm-hmm. Jax and Brittany were going to knowingly have a homophobic, transphobic pastor officiate their wedding. Mm-hmm. They didn't switch until Lisa said they had to. And this is like, this is such an infuriating scene. Like, it makes me so mad to think about and talk about, like... The entire cast flips out on Tom and Ariana, and mm-hmm. they're like, you know, like, you are like disgusting for bringing this up on camera. Like, how dare you? And Brittany is like, I want you to knock him the fuck out, Jax. Yeah. Knock him the fuck out.
Even though you're a felon. Is he still on probation? I don't know.
Probably. He's probably doing his community service.
Yeah, that is pretty fucked up, though. When Brittany's like, well, you're knocking the fuck out. It's like, okay, she's openly bisexual. So she's talking, and she's like in your wedding, and so is Tom. And they're talking about, like, it makes me uncomfortable, like Ariana, uncomfortable because she is a part of the LGBTQ+ community. And this person that is officiating your wedding has said some very disgusting negative things about that community. And maybe they should address that.
This person is officiating your wedding.
Yeah. So it's weird that everyone turns against Tom and Ariana. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, like Ariana is openly bisexual. She is out of everyone, like, the best person to speak on this because she's part of the LGBTQ+ community. And so for her to, she had very valid points. This person has said really shitty things, homophobic things, transphobic things. And it makes me uncomfortable that I'm in this wedding and this person's going to be officiating.
Yes. I mean, they had changed pastors by then, but still, it's like, she's still right to address it. And I still think that, like, this was a chance for Brittany and Jax to actually clear their name, too. Yeah. Like, if they'd done literally anything other than what they did, which is, like, viciously, violently attack them, like, if they'd just been like, yeah, I'm, like, embarrassed. Like, I really didn't know. And, like, of course, if I'd known, I would never, you know, like, or, like, yeah, I shouldn't have, like, looked the other way on that. I, you know, like, I just didn't want to know. Like, they could have, like, come out looking so much better. But instead, it's like one of the most infuriating moments on reality TV for me. And it also, like, people are like, oh, reality TV is so boring. You can't, like, say anything out of fear for getting canceled. Well, you also don't get scenes like this anymore.
You don't.
Like, it's, you know, it's just, it's disgusting. Yeah. I wanted to knock them the fuck out.
Well, they don't come back. So
they don't come back. Yep. Everyone gets their comeuppance, which is very satisfying. Ariana is also so depressed this season. Yeah. She's really emerging as the people's princess. Like before, people had been like, Ariana, she's kind of a pick me, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. But like now she is like the voice of 2020, like for the cast relative to them. Like, and she's depressed, which we would all be if we were on the show too.
Yeah, I would especially be depressed if I was a member of the LGBTQ+ community and I voiced my concerns about a very homophobic person being on screen and part of a wedding. That's going to be a major plot point.
Yes.
And everyone attacks me.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, she's becoming even more the normal one.
Yes, she is becoming Princess Diana.
Yes, she really is now. So after this fight, Jax uninvites Tom to the wedding, kicks him out as best man, refuses to apologize. He says he sealed his fate.
He banishes him.
I banish
you from the Kentucky castle.
He replaces him with Schwartz as the new best man, and he invites Rand as another groomsman. He's like, our friendship just developed really naturally. He invited us on expensive vacations to places in his private jet. Just really natural, because he's such a giver. Greasing your wheels. But then eventually he forgives Sandoval before the wedding, makes him best man again. Everyone goes to the only castle in Kentucky for a celebration of this fairy tale couple's fairy tale wedding.
And it's in a city in Kentucky called, it's spelled like Versailles, but it's pronounced Versailles.
Versailles. That's so,
and that's so funny.
That's so like a Manor Road in Austin. We just are going to pronounce it how we pronounce it, baby.
Or like Rodeo Drive. Rodeo.
Rodeo. At the rehearsal dinner, Jax reveals that Schwartz actually never got he and Katie's wedding license.
God.
And instead of being relieved and ending their relationship, like Katie and Schwartz clearly want to, they make plans for a quickie Vegas wedding.
Oh my God. Yeah. Schwartz is like, I didn't know that you had to like, you know, I just forgot to send it.
Yep. And, the wedding is a big flop.
Peter's girls are there.
Mm-hmm. The reveal is that like Lisa was going to not go because her mom sadly died of an embolism, but then she ends up coming anyway. It's, you know, so, like a scene's a flop if it's like the big climax is Lisa coming?
I know.
And she's need
like,
her.
She's like, I called Randall at the last minute and got on the plane. Like she goes on Randall's plane to get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So then for Jax's 40th birthday, speaking of Randall shenanigans, so it's a prank war. Tom toilet papers Jax's house.
Okay, just real quick on this. This is like how you know that the show is starting to very much deteriorate. This is what happens, prank wars and shit like this that these people would never do.
Yeah.
Is starting to happen. Like, this is something that happens on Keeping Up with the Kardashians when they don't want to talk about, like, that O.J. Simpson probably really is Khloe Kardashian's father. So then they're like, we're going to prank Chris Kardashian into buying this, like, really expensive painting that Khloe's toddler drew and say it's, like, a really famous artist. Anyway, that was a real plot point on the Kardashians.
Oh,
that's when I knew that, like, you know, prank war. That's a sign for everyone.
The beginning to the end.
If you see a prank war on a reality TV show, it's over.
Yeah. And I think like the problem is it's like with this cast, it's like if you're doing like plots like that or like dressing up in old age makeup, it's like, look how funny we are. And it's like, you're not funny.
Go
like,
back to that's not being poor and go back to actually having to do shifts at Sir and. You know, lean into your addiction issues. Stop.
Yes, that's what we want.
Stop trying to grow up.
Yeah. To heighten this prank, Jax teams up with Rand to get revenge. Another hilarious prank
where they use a
fake cop car
at a party. Yeah, he shows up at a party.
At a party to arrest Sandoval at his house at the party.
Okay, but before we get to the cop part, that party was really funny to me, though. Because Jax is so upset. He hates the idea of having to go to Ariana and Tom's house, even though it's next door to him, because like he keeps screaming at Brittany, like, they don't even have fucking furniture over there. And then at the party, yes, their house is not fully furnished. And I guess they were like getting a lot of stuff custom made and it was taking a long time. But they did have couches. And Brittany's like,
yes.
And he's like, they don't even have couches here. And he's screaming at the party. And Brittany's like, they have couches. They're right there. You can go sit down right over there, Jax. And he's like, no, those couches have cat hair. I can't sit there with cat hair.
Yeah, Jax is legit unwell after his wedding. He's spiraling.
I don't know if it was the wedding and how much it cost. He spiraled at his wedding when they tried maybe making people pay for drinks at the after party. He freaked out then. He's freaking out at Tom and Ariana for not having furniture but throwing parties.
Even though they're in an identical house as him. Like, you are used to it.
Bring
it's
a lawn
your
chair.
House. Like, geez.
Bring a chair.
Orion's depressed,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, he's so upset about them not having a fully furnished home, but still throwing parties. It's very upsetting to Jax. And this happens again in the season.
Yeah. So
a
to get
comes.
Revenge.
Oh, yeah, you know how funny that comes. Is in 2020 to pretend to arrest somebody.
Yes. And like Sandoval is like shaking. He's so upset and scared. Mm-hmm. And then when it's the big reveal that, oh, actually, this is all a hilarious mm-hmm. joke. Everyone is like laughing. And even Sandoval is pretending like, even though he's like pissed his pants.
Yeah.
And Katie and Ariana are the voices of reason on this, where they're like, this is horribly tone deaf and fucked up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Katie, you fucking buzzkill.
Yeah. And then Schwartz really is like, I hate you, Katie. You're an idiot, Katie. I wish that I never married you. So she goes outside and cries. Schwartz tries to go after him and his flip after her and his flip flops. But then he still proceeds to call her an idiot and that she doesn't know what she's talking about and how embarrassed he is by her behavior. And
yeah, any Katie haters, like we could do a reel of her, like, you know, as fucked up as she was and how much of as a buzzkill that she's been over the seasons, she is non-problematic. Like,
yeah,
she's that at least.
And like, I just don't think you can ever really defend like calling your spouse an idiot or
on camera.
Stupid.
Like Jesus.
I guess you could say, like, God, you're being so stupid right now. Yeah, but just to say it, like, it was so biting the way that Schwartz said it. Like, that's the real Schwartz, is like,
yes,
the asshole.
Yes.
Like, him being like the funny doofus and like, like, that's right. Not Schwartz. Like, him telling Katie in front of all of their closest friends, like, you're an idiot and I wish I had never met you. Or like at their bachelorette party in New Orleans, when he's like, I'm not going to marry Katie. Wedding's
She's
off.
A bitch.
She's a bitch. Yeah. Katie's such a fucking bitch. And he's like walking around in like a dress and a sash. That's Schwartz. Katie's the battered wife here.
Yes. And the proof is in the pudding that he still talks shit about her every time it comes up on camera. Every time he's like, I mean, she was really mean. I mean, she was a battle axe. I mean, she's, you know, so cruel, but like, I loved her. It's like, dude, let it. She's not talking about you nearly as much. Mm-hmm. Like, it really reveals the truth.
Exactly.
So the next episode is, I think, the best and only episode you really need to watch of this season. It's episode 19, A Tale of Two Pool Parties. And it's exactly that. It's like a, you know, modern farmhouse wars in the valley. Jax and Brittany have a party at their house while Tom and Jax and Brittany have a party at their house while Tom and Ariana have a party at their identical house, like, you know, a mile away.
Yeah.
And the cast is forced to choose sides who they like more. Except Lala is also really mad about no furniture, so she goes to Jax and Brittany.
Yeah.
And this is just great. It like shows where alliances lie. Like, everyone's talking shit, everyone's in swimsuits, like, everyone's gossiping and being shitty. Like, this was, I think,
it was good. And again, Jax was freaking out, like, Brittany also gets upset that like she finds out like it's the same day as the party that her and Jax are throwing, so she's not happy about that. She freaks out on Katie, says that Katie's like the reason behind it. So Katie decides to not go to the Jax and Brittany pool party. And then again, you know, so Brittany's crying to Jax, like, you know, all these people aren't coming to our party now. They're all going over to Tom and Ariana's. And, you know, Katie really upset me. And she's talking about how she feels hurt by Katie. And like, Jax's response is like, not like, I'm so sorry that you feel that way, honey. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we'll figure this out. Like, he's like, they don't even have furniture over there.
Like, egging her on.
Yeah. They don't even have furniture.
Also furious.
Yeah.
And yeah, because Jax is really, really spiraling after this fun episode. The next like couple episodes are just Jax descending into an Adderall and gym fueled paranoia.
Oh my God. Like, yeah. He goes to the gym like five times a day. Like, after he finds out that Tom and Ariana are having another pool party when Brittany comes home from work, his response, like he's in the middle of like eating dinner and Brittany tells him this information and he's like, I got to go to the gym. And she's like, how many times have you been to the gym today, Jack? And he's like, this will be my fourth time.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. And yeah. Then she was like, this was the problem. Like when you cheated on me, I feel like I never saw you. And now the same thing is happening again because you keep going to the gym. And then, like, are you going to the gym? Like, how do I know you're being faithful? And then he's like, she just doesn't understand physical fitness like I do. Like,
yes. And then, like, to prove he is at the gym, he starts making these unhinged vlogs.
Insane.
About, like, day 32 at the gym. This is my third workout today.
Yeah.
I'm just in a cycle, you know, where I've gained weight and then I've got to take a lot of Adderall and work out. Mm. And it just, you know, I'm going crazy, but this makes me feel better.
Yeah.
It's like his face is like so close to the camera. You can see the beads of sweat.
He's like, this is good. This is what I do to keep my mental health in check. It's like, whoa.
It's like, not healthy.
No.
Ugly. So yeah, he was fired after this season for tweets, which we'll get into. But also, like, I think this was the final straw on Jack's period. He like jaxed himself. He went too nuts.
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break and then we'll get back with the truth about Sheena this season.
These girls are having a break.
Okay, we're back in the never before revealed, except on many online articles, truth about Sheena's edit this season. So Sheena looks really bad this season. She looks like a predator to
Yes, Brett. She looks insane, delusional. Also, like, she's the only one who seems to really actually be legit picking up shifts at Sur.
Yes, and like trying to integrate with the new cast because that's the only way the show will work.
Yeah.
She wanted her storyline to be about freezing her eggs, but they like barely cover that. And she's so hormonal.
Right.
Like, and it's like, why is she being such a crazy bitch? It even looks like she's flirting with Stassi's 14-year-old brother, Nikolai.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was so wild up there at her Stassi's engagement, surprise engagement party. Stassi gets engaged.
Surprise. So the truth about Sheena's edit is that an editor from Vanderpump Rules went on a podcast, a reality TV therapist or Twisted Plot podcast, and confessed that she had it in for Sheena. She said, my favorite thing is finding all the embarrassing things that Sheena does and putting them all in.
Damn.
She said her memoir should be called Death by a Million Embarrassments, which, like, actually, that's fair. But and she said that she intentionally edited that scene with Stassi's brother to make it look like Sheena was a pedophile.
Ooh. It was a funny scene.
It was fun, but like, yeah, it's so unfair. But
to intentionally be like, we're going to make it look like this is fucked up.
And like editing out her egg retrievals stuff so that she looks like she's hormonal for no reason. Like, and so when this came out, Sheena tweeted a ton about it. She DM'd Andy Cohen. And then Bree Dellinger, who is the editor, she was fired.
Yeah. I mean, there were some good, really funny edits, though. Like when she finds out, like, Dana is seeing Max, but Sheena had, like, a thing with Max. You know, she's like, Dana might know Max's dick, but I know Max's heart.
Yes. Gold.
Yeah.
Oh, that was another thing, as Sheena said, Dana got a better edit than me. And then the editor was like, no, Dana just still has like a dream and a life. And she still wants to be a stand-up comic. Unlike Sheena, who like is a failed musician and she stopped trying. Like, it's like, Jesus.
Damn.
And okay. So when this editor, when she went down, when she was fired, she made this epic post that was like, guess what? Even if I'm gone, the other editors are still going to be there and they're all going to make you look like shit too. You haven't even begun to fix the problem, which like, actually that's kind of like,
yeah, no, that. I mean, blaze of glory for sure.
Yeah. She also revealed that Stassi and Bo, who got engaged this season, got the hero edit this season.
Yeah.
Got a really good edit.
But do you know why?
Edit. Because their wedding was next season?
They were supposed to get a spinoff show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Stassi, I actually didn't know that.
Stassi said on a podcast, or maybe it was her podcast, she talked about like Bo and them getting like a good edit because they were supposed to have their own show. Like her and Bo were going to get their own show.
Wow. Yeah. That would have been.
Yeah. It was kind of, I think they wanted it to kind of be like Newlyweds sort of.
Yeah. Well, actually, knowing what we know about Bo now, the truth about Bo, it could have been interesting.
Really good. And now, and then she refused to do the Valley show. Like she was asked to do it and she said no.
Well, I think that's probably because, let's get into it. Bo got this edit as like this great guy.
Mention it all.
So kind. Like that he was like always building Stassi up and like the put upon victim of her wild tantrums. But the truth is about Bo, his name is not Bo. He has many names. He also claimed on the show that his original name was Silvio Bardetti, also not his real name.
Mm-hmm.
He has several aliases: Hartford Charlie Rose Clark, Robert Edwards Clark, Bogart, Beauregard, Bogey, because he's filed for bankruptcy multiple times before the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
Suspect.
Yeah. And then he also is like, they say that he on the show that he's a casting agent, but he has only one. He only has one thing on his IMDb for being a casting director or casting
for a
agent.
Short film, not even a real movie or series.
Yeah, and like on the show, he never talks about his job. And then there is a scene in this season with him and Stassi looking at a house, and it's a nice house, and they're like, oh, it's like, you know, the realtor is like, it's like $2 million. And Bo's like, you know, he's like, I have some money in savings, but not that much. The house that they own now, I think was a little over $1 million. They don't live in the Valley, though. They also live in like the Hollywood Hills. It's all in Stassi's name.
Yeah.
And he talked about that because he was like, I can't afford. He's like, I don't have best-selling, like, I don't have New York Times best-selling books. Like, I don't have, like, all the stuff that Stassi has, you know? Like, of course it should be all in her name. Also, if Bo had been on the mortgage, or, yeah, maybe he is on the mortgage. I don't know. Like, I think there was something about, like, their rate, they wouldn't have gotten as good of a rate or something because of how many times he had filed bankruptcy. And also, he's pretty young to have filed bankruptcy more than once, I feel like. Not judging. Everyone goes through shit.
Hey. Yeah. But changing your name to escape your bankruptcy.
And that's the only thing that he lied about. Also kind of weird that Hartford is like one of his that's the name of his daughter.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Hartford. I think her name's like Hartford. I don't know what her middle name is, but yeah. Hartford is the name of his daughter.
He probably just couldn't keep straight the names he's used before because he's used so many. So one ended up being his daughter's
name. That's so crazy.
Yeah. He also lied about being 3 years older than he is and lied about his birthday being St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
it's two days
before. He changed the year and the date because he wanted to share the date of like St. Patrick's Day to be his birthday, which is bizarre. And yeah, he lied about being 3 years older than he actually is.
In Hollywood, he lied about being older. Like, that is so messed up.
And, like, even if his, like, closest friends had no idea, like, they threw him a 40th birthday party, not knowing he was actually 37, and you didn't say anything.
It's just all super weird. Like, that kind of, like, lying about, like, your age and your birth. Well, not age. I mean, I lied about my age for years. Mm-hmm. But lying to be older and lying so your birthday is overshadowed by a holiday? Like, that's bizarro behavior.
And just the multiple names. I mean, I guess it's not that weird. I mean, like, Jax is actually Jason, but he's not doing it. He didn't change it to be like, this is my stage name. Like,
yeah, he did it to avoid the law and the IRS.
Yeah. And he just, I don't think he's like that nice of a guy.
So that's the real tea. Yeah. It's like, we could forgive all that. But like, apparently I would never listen to Stassi's podcast, but apparently on her podcast, he is like constantly overriding her. Mm-hmm. He acts like the nice guy who's so like, she's so crazy and she owes him. Like apparently there was a really bad one in early pandemic where he complained about how she didn't blow him enough or dress up while she was pregnant during pandemic.
And she had just gotten canceled.
Yes. So
big
it's
time.
Like insult to injury. And like on the podcast, she also reveals she was having severe pelvic floor pain while pregnant, but he still demanded to have sex 2 to 3 times a week. This is all per Reddit, although the podcast gossip. So it
yeah,
could be
I mean, this all alleged. We're not saying any alleged. Of this is true.
Right. But yeah, there was also a blind item about him cheating. Mm-hmm. But people think it might have been Jax stirring the
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. So because like, you know, the drama between Jax and Brittany and Stassi and Beau, right? Like they don't speak.
They don't speak because they were going to go to
Stassi
the wedding
and
in Beau, Italy.
Because their wedding. Yeah. So they did not invite a lot of people to their wedding. They had legally gotten married during the pandemic when Stassi was pregnant the first time, but then they were going to have like their big wedding in Italy and they didn't invite a lot of people. So it was like a big deal, like how many people they had to cut from the list. And Jax, Brittany and their son made the list. Jax was in a, this is alleged, but pretty much confirmed by Stassi. Jax was in a group text talking about how he didn't want to go to the wedding, that he doesn't actually like Beau and Stassi, and that he wasn't going to go to their stupid fucking wedding, even though they had RSVP'd that they would be going. And Beau was in that same group text. He was in the same chat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that sucked. And then, like, what Brittany and Jax said publicly was that they didn't go because they couldn't get their son's
childcare.
No, passport in time.
Because they also gave another excuse that like the babysitter's mom died.
Oh my God. So I didn't even hear that one. Yeah. And so like Stassi's pretty much confirmed like that's why they don't speak. And it wasn't even about like you didn't come to the wedding. Like don't RSVP if you're not gonna come, but like to talk shit about them in a group text that like Beau was in was really bad.
Foolish.
Yeah.
Caught. He jaxed himself once again.
He jaxed himself. But he's also, they've never admitted to this.
Oh, of course. Deny. That's his MO. Let's take a quick break and we'll talk about a quick salute to Danica and the aftermath of this season. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Right.
Okay, we're back. So there's a very special new cast member this season that we don't see enough of. And we think that the editors or the producers really messed up not bringing her back.
Mm-hmm.
This Danica fit in so perfectly with this insane crew. When we first meet Danica, she confesses Lisa suspended her for a week from her job as being like assistant manager of Sir because she pushed her ex-boyfriend Brett because he propositioned her for a threesome. So she physically assaulted someone in Sir, and she actually works there.
Yeah.
Of course, no punishment for Brett, but like, it's like, yes, this is what we need on the show.
Yeah. And she also like can't drive her car without like, she has a breathalyzer in her car. And she talks about like, I have to blow into this every 15 minutes and my car stops.
On camera. Yeah. It's like other people would hide that.
It's like so annoying.
Also, she stirs so much shit. Yeah. Like, she reveals people were cheating and hooking up. Yeah. Like, she's a real Kristen Doty type.
And she's like a real PYT. She's a real pretty young thing. She's like perfect. But no, everything got blown up.
Yeah, because, well, she did already have a restraining order from her ex-boyfriend for stalking him.
Whoops.
And in the last episode, she again assaulted someone on camera at a party while Lisa was there. She broke the Vanderpump rules. My God, could she have really done some damage if she'd gotten another season?
I know,
season?
And it's so stupid. It's like, how many times have, like, Sandoval and Jax and James, like, thrown punches? Like, let the girls play.
Exactly. But I think the thing was it being in the restaurant is that it's like, oh, this makes me look bad.
No, I mean, Jax got the bloody nose by Sandoval in her restaurant.
That's true. It's such a double standard with Lisa, especially because what Danica did pushing people on camera is not nearly as bad as what all the people who were fired this season did. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Everyone must go.
Fire sale. So first of all, the boring new guys,
the two
Brett
Maxes.
Max were fired. The two Maxes, yes. Because they had old tweets that said the N-word.
Whoops.
Lisa defends them, of course, and thinks they should stay. But they weren't coming back anyway, let's be honest. Dana was unproblematic, but fired for being boring. Charlie gets asked back, but whatever.
Yeah.
But people we care about were fired too. So let's talk about what happened with Stassi, Kristen, and Jax.
Yes.
So Faith Bowers, was, you may know her from the audio.
The DJ James Kennedy song.
Yes. Does anybody remember when Jax fucked Faith? And the audio, recorded audio of her and Jax talking post-coitally in the home of
elderly,
someone she was caretaking. Yes, an elderly woman. So she was a pro. She'd worked on The Challenge, Big Brother, and she's like, you know, works actually at Sir. She's a former member of the military, home healthcare nurse. Like, she's, you know, I really respect her hustle. But she was never able to break into the cast.
Right.
Because they're tight-knit and racist. And the racism is proved. And we found out from Faith,
she did a podcast.
Summer after the reunion.
Like, she didn't even say anything to Bravo about it. She was just talking about this on a random podcast she did.
Yes. So there, she said there was a Daily Mail article, shout out to Michelle's favorite publication, about a Black woman who was drugging and robbing men. She looked nothing like Faith. She had different tattoos, like looked completely different. But because she was also a Black woman, Stassi found the article, said it was Faith, said it all over her podcast, called the cops and reported Faith, like gave her information to the cops.
Her and Kristen.
And they also proudly announced that on their podcast, too.
Yes.
So, yeah, after Faith revealed this, of course, Stassi and Kristen were fired. This is like completely unacceptable.
And this
it's a
was,
hate crime.
This was all happening right during like the BLM movement in 2020, during lockdown, all of the George Floyd, everything was happening. It's all happening.
Yes. It's all happening. And Stassi was dropped by her agency, her PR team. So you think
she lost her publisher.
Lost her spinoff,
yeah,
her publisher. So it's like, oh, good consequences. But then afterwards, she wrote a book about like how fun it is to be canceled and then like learned nothing, it seems.
Off with my head.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And Kristen was, you know, also fired, but now she has been cast on the new show, The Valley. And her participation is controversial because, like, you know, weaponizing the police, who are disproportionately violent against Black people, against a Black woman is like violent, dangerous, disgusting. So some people will not watch The Valley because they're not okay with Kristen coming back. But we've decided in our group chat that it's okay to hate watch.
It is. And we are going to.
It's also interesting that Kristen had started speaking out about the abuse that she alleges that she suffered while dating James Kennedy. And then suddenly she stopped talking about it when she got the Valley offer.
Yes.
Jax also tweeted nasty stuff about Faith, his former sexual partner and friend, saying she was dangerous. The military should know she's a criminal. So he was fired as well. But he was on his way out, too, to be honest. This was like the final straw.
Yeah.
And he claims that it was a mutual breakup, a conscious uncoupling with Bravo.
Right.
But clearly it's for his racism.
Yes. Yes.
But they're
all
back. Coming back. Brittany also left the show in protest of Jax being fired because she thought it was unfair and probably wanted to knock all the producers the fuck out.
And it was the most incredible protest of all of 2020.
Yes. Yes.
My favorite.
Yeah. She posted a square of Jax's face. In solidarity.
And you know what? Speaking of that, back to Bo, posted nine black squares.
Nine different posts of black squares. When we knew that you're not supposed to do that, that it clogs up the timeline. He posted nine times. Bizarre behavior. The guy's a weirdo.
Yes.
So, but he's not back on The Valley. The other three are, you know, it's conflicted feelings about their redemption. Like that they're being rewarded with another show, but I think from what I've heard about the show, they're all gonna look so shitty that I am making the questionable moral choice to watch.
I mean, we have to.
We have to.
I mean, and let's just be honest. BPR, she's not what she used to be.
It's true. We got to get our fix. We're addicts.
And now we said it.
And now we said it. We've hit rock bottom.
Yeah. No, Lauren and I can't. I don't know if it comes across this episode, but we're on the cusp of a pretty major depression, knowing that we have to watch season nine of BPR.
Yeah, we're edging despair.
But
right
then
now.
Season 10.
Hey.
And then season 11.
Fun. It'll be fun to sleuth. It'll be fun to sleuth on both seasons.
Yeah.
To like see like, oh, when did like Tom and Rachel start fucking exactly?
Right.
Like that'll be fun to like watch all the clues.
Yeah, we like clues.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so after all of this happened, this really kicked off Bravo's racial reckoning before Bethany
had like, a reckoning.
Trying to do a reckoning. There already was a racial reckoning for Bravo. On the cusp of the firings, they committed $100 million multi-year plan to advance social justice and equality. Mm-hmm. They added DEI and they added Ebony Williams to Roni.
That was
and,
famously.
That was the end of Roni because Ramona was so racist to the DEI people and the new black cast member.
No, did you hear what she said in the racial classes they had to take?
She kept getting all the women confused.
No, she was saying like, how come they can say this N-word and like we can't?
Oh my God. And she said it. Yeah, yeah. She actually said
yeah,
the word.
And then she tried denying that happened when this story came out on Page Six not that long ago. Well, maybe it was long ago. Maybe it was back in September or October it came out. But Ramona tried denying it and texted one of the editors at Page Six, my second favorite publication. and she's like, I said N-word. I didn't say. And then she spelled out the N-word.
Spelled it out.
And then they were like, thanks. They were like, okay, thanks for clearing that up, Ramona. So obviously they took a screenshot and put that on Page Six.
Yeah, she will never learn is the problem.
Yeah.
And they're trying to teach a little bit. They have a long way to go.
So what's okay, going to happen is Ramona's moving to the Valley is what we're saying.
Yeah, that would honestly be. Even though she's such a New Yorker through and through, she could
be
like the grandmother
valley.
Figure. The Valley.
Yeah. She could be in the background when Jax is having sex.
Yeah. Brittany will be caretaking her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what grade would you give this season,
God.
Michelle?
Probably still a B.
Yeah, I would give it a B. Like, you know, compared to other shows, again, there's, you know, lots of highs and lows, but compared to itself,
it's just
difficult.
Not the same.
Falls short.
Yeah.
There's clearly a lot of symbolism, like Jax's wedding did not deliver drama. It was his last chance and he flopped. That's symbolism for his career flopping.
Also, remember at the wedding, like, or at the castle they're all staying at? Sounds so funny to say. Like, Katie, like, Schwartz is talking to Jax, I think. Like, and he's like, where's Katie? And he's like, Katie's pooping, and she'd be so mad if we, like, hung out in here while we... And she comes... So they, like, leave the hotel room or whatever, and Katie comes out, and, like, she makes this, like, face. She looks like a... What is it called? Like a sleep paralysis demon. Like her hair's all stringy.
She had an intense poop.
Yeah, it was just like where's my husband? My not real husband, but
yeah, my fake husband, not legal husband.
Yeah,
abuser. So yeah, so more symbolism was Bravo drawing a line for once on racism and bad behavior. Schwartz forgetting to file his wedding license, definitely symbolism that he does not want to be married. And then we got some foreshadowing on Rand's wildly fucked up
prank.
Cop
yeah.
prank. This is a man with no boundaries
yes.
and no conscience.
And maybe no money.
And maybe no money. Next episode we'll get into I'm sorry, Fofty.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have time.
That was so funny. It was only the good motifs. Thing that happened, and they didn't put it on camera.
I know. It's so frustrating.
God.
So the motifs
annoying.
Were... I know. But we'll talk about it. We'll mention it all. Ariana becoming the like more and more the voice of reason and like the likable cast member. Mm-hmm. Sandoval being unable to apologize, James being accused of abuse, this time by Rachel. He's accused of emotional abuse.
Yeah.
And then he's punished for being drunk at work and forgiven for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of unforgivable people, we have a very special guest who we will bring in after the break.
Yeah.
He's the number one guy who's on our podcast.
Group.
In the group.
Yay.
The end.
Yeah.
We have a very special guest here today. We just covered his final season of Vanderpump Rules, but he's making an appearance in the show this year, actually, and starring in the new show, The Valley. Please welcome Jax Taylor.
Hello.
Hi, Jax.
Hello. Oh, hi. Hi. Hello. Hello. It's nice to be here. I'm so glad this is not another podcast with a bunch of dudes in here. It's so nice to be talking to beautiful women. You know, it's usually a bunch of guys that want to talk to me, and I hate that.
Thank you.
Appreciating us, even though you did comment on our looks. So how are you doing, Jax? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, I'm in Beverly Hills right now at a little studio that my friend owns. You know, he runs a podcast out of here, so I'm just relaxing and enjoying my time.
Yeah, nothing more relaxing than being in a studio.
You're relaxing. Okay, you sound relaxed.
I'm so relaxed right now. I mean, my feet are literally up. My hands are shaking.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a little cold? I heard you sniffling a minute ago.
Oh, no, I have allergies right now. My allergies are just acting up right now with this weather. It's hot and cold, you know.
In LA? Uh-huh. Interesting.
So, Jax, again, thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Why did you change your name from Jason Couchy, which is your Christian birth name, to Jax Taylor? Was it to avoid the law, or were you worried that it would be too hard to make it in Hollywood as a model?
Why can't my name express who I am on the inside? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Who are you on the inside?
Yeah, that's a big question for us.
Look, who I am on the inside, I love women. That's who I am. I love just being me. I love getting the burn of a good workout. You know, just normal guy.
Right. You're just normal guy.
I'm not normal. Just come on, me, just really. I'm not normal. Guy. I'm an exceptional guy. I'm an exceptional man, you know.
Okay.
Easily above average, of course. I mean, come on.
We won't weigh in on that. So the producers of Vanderpump Rules, they say they fired you, but you say it was a mutual breakup. Would you like to set the record straight?
I'm the one that left. I was so tired of their bullshit. I left, and they were just trying to make it look like I'm the one being a mess over here. No, I left, and I don't know if it was mutual. I think it was just all me, and I left, and they were sick of their stuff.
So you said, I don't want to be on TV anymore? That doesn't sound like
I just don't want to be on their thing. You know, it's about doing something for me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But you still decided to do a spinoff.
I mean, you know, I'm trying to start that off.
And say that you created it.
I did create it.
Oh, okay. Because they just said that you didn't.
Oh, of course they would say that. But, I mean, that's not... Come on. That's ridiculous. They're so dramatic.
Yeah.
They're dramatic.
Not Jax Taylor. Just because we can't see right now, are you doing the classic Jax, like the eyes bulging out of your head right now?
No. I'm doing push-ups as we do this.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Just real quick, though. So you left on your own terms, Vanderpump Rules, and then were famously unemployed. So there were.
People were beating down my door trying to give me money.
Like who?
We hear everybody. I mean, everybody. You name it. They were hitting me up. I can show you the texts.
Uh huh.
Okay. Like Florida hockey teams.
Oh, God. They love me over there.
Okay.
All of them? All of Florida? All of the hockey teams there?
The whole country of Florida is up my ass.
Oh, wow.
Wow, interesting, because you're from Florida. So,
they love me.
Of course. Yeah, you're the number one guy in
that
state.
But, you know, I'm really more West Coast vibes, though.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean, look at me. I love being beautiful. I love being in the sun. I love being in the warm weather, being close to the water. I'm a West Coast guy.
Not like Florida.
Yeah, Florida is famously not near the water. No sunshine.
Oh, it's the worst.
So for work, before you got back on TV with The Valley, there were some rumors, there were some blind items and Page Six articles that maybe you were possibly a gay hustler. And
what? That's a rumor.
You're not okay. a gay hustler. You want to set the record
I don't know
straight.
What these blind people are talking about, okay. but I was not. Look, that's just a funny rumor. Look, I'm not a homophobe, okay?
Yeah.
I do not. I'm not afraid of gay people.
Uh-huh.
I okay. could whoop any gay man's ass, but.
Oh, oh God. Okay, well, that's.
But that's just a rumor. That's not true. That's not true.
Okay, that is teetering into homophobia. Let's change the
subject. I am not afraid of them.
Okay.
I mean, they're human, Jax. Why would you be afraid of them? Jax?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
we couldn't to make sure you weren't
just dealing with all this drama all the time.
Okay, we thought whenever you stop talking, we think that the call dropped because you talk so much. Okay, so let's change the subject. So do you think that stealing another pair of sunglasses might save your marriage to Brittany, which is famously in trouble?
Look, first off, is it a crime to steal something that I looked so good in?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even wear them. You gave them to Brittany.
I know. I was so dumb. They didn't even look good on her. She looked like a dog shit wearing those. I looked amazing in them.
What does you and Brittany are?
But I mean,
separated.
She's beautiful. I love her. Don't get me wrong. I love her. I'm just saying that I looked better in them than she did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like relationships don't always work. I have a beautiful family. My kids are amazing.
You have one. Do you know your kid's name by chance?
Oh my God. What is this, a comedy podcast, or is this a podcast about real things?
Yeah, no, this is a podcast about the country of Florida. But what's your kid's name?
Oh my God. This is insulting. Uh-huh. Hold on, I'm texting real quick.
Are you Googling yourself?
Mm-hmm.
No, I use Bing.
Oh, that's the most suspect thing. Oh, we've heard so far.
Okay, so again, sorry about that.
Next question.
I hate all this talking about my family. Let's talk about me. This is more important.
Oh, okay.
I love my family.
Okay.
Okay. So no answer.
What gender is your child?
Oh my God, he's a boy.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. Accurate. Although gender
Why
is
are
a
you
construct.
Obsessed with my? I know my child looks good for his age, but y'all are obsessing over him.
What's his age?
What?
How old is he?
Look, is it a crime to steal glasses?
Yes, you were charged with a felony.
That's beside the point.
Okay.
Yeah, the point was, what is your child's name? I think.
Is this a podcast about my child, or is this a podcast about what's going on with me? Because
we're curious.
Oh my God! You're worse than the dude podcasts that are hitting me up.
What? Like,
I don't know. Just a bunch of grumpy ass guys want to talk to a real man. You know?
Do you want us to be more like the Joe Rogan Experience?
What are your numbers like? Are they Joe Rogan numbers?
Uh huh. Yeah. No, we might have a deal with Spotify.
I'm into it.
We have done 5-hour long podcasts before, so in that way,
yes,
we are.
Yes, about ivermectin. Do you fuck with ivermectin, Jax?
Is that like it makes your muscles bigger?
Because
I'll fuck with it. I mean, I'll take it.
If you're
it's
a
like
horse,
a steroid?
It's what people who don't get COVID shots take.
Oh, I'm not into politics.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on. We're not going to get an answer on child's name. How about you describe your new show, The Valley, in 3 words? And you can't use the or valley.
Well, it takes place in a bar.
Three
drinks.
Words. Okay. Drinks.
Jacks.
Drinks and Jacks.
That's three words. Drinks and Jacks.
I actually think bar. You nailed this one. Yeah. Okay, that's the fourth word. But let's, yeah, go back to what you said before. Actually, perfect. Perfect
Drinks
answer.
And Jacks.
Drinks and Jacks. And I'm in.
So when you got married to Brittany, there was a shot of you possibly
Michelle,
doing coke.
We have lost you.
Oh, really?
Good. Now that she's gone, I just want to say, I feel like we were vibing without her more.
Do you mean like on a romantic
level?
I
felt the connection. I don't know, man. Send me a picture of you.
Jax, no.
Hey, welcome back. I'm glad you're back. Whew.
Yes, we can hear you. Jax was just, making a pass at me.
Oh, thank God she's gone again.
Okay, Jax. We're going to take a short break, but no sending me dick pics while we are on the break.
Hold on.
Okay.
Just sent it.
Jax, we've already all seen your famous dick on TV. Okay. I don't need to see it.
You saw it on TV?
Can you hear me?
It looks bigger on TV, but it's big.
Okay. No one can hear me.
Thanks for being honest. Partially. Okay. Michelle, are you back? I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Can you hear me?
I'm being love bombed.
You cannot hear. I can hear
just
you
our
guys.
Vibe
Hold
together.
On.
I don't know what it's like when it's just y'all two, but when it's just us two, feels amazing.
Okay, Jax, you are still married and separated because everyone thinks you're a cheater. You're not really clearing
I've
your name.
I've never cheated on Brittany ever. That's
really?
A lie. That's ridiculous.
But you are on camera having cheated on Brittany and. There's a recorded conversation about you, where you and Faith were hooking up with an elderly person in the room, and you
ridiculous
said,
and not true.
Okay, you admitted it. Okay, all right. I'm being jaxed. I'm being sucked into your web. Let's take a quick break. We'll get Michelle back on here. We need a
mediator.
I'm
gonna do some push-ups while we're on break.
Okay, all right. Okay, let me grab Michelle. Oh wait, no wait, she's back. Michelle.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, yes. Can you hear me? Oh my God.
Can you hear us?
Sorry. I had to take a call. Brittany was calling me and she was very upset.
Well, while she was calling you, Jax was sending me dick pics and
that is not true. That's
It's recorded, Jax. There's evidence.
No.
Speaking of recorded,
Michelle, what's your phone number? Message it to me real quick.
No, don't do it, Michelle.
No, you don't want to see
what I saw.
Oh my God. What is that?
Yeah.
Why is it full of spots?
You don't recognize it from the show, from Kristen's sketch show where they projected.
It's spotty.
It looked good on the big screen, I would have to say.
Jax, you spotted dick.
Speaking of,
I saw my dick and I was like, I bet everyone in this room recognizes that.
Don't be proud of that, Jax.
I'm not proud.
What are you proud of?
My kids.
You have one kid.
My bar. And the fact that I've just been a good, honest dude this whole time. Everyone else is lying. I've always been straightforward, honest, and everyone's full of shit.
So there is a shot of you that was recorded the day of your wedding that it looked like you might have been snorting something the day of your wedding. Do you want to clear anything up?
That was a Claritin. It was like the
you
trees
were snorting
are
it.
So beautiful. It really hits faster.
Straight to the brain.
Do you do that with Claritin? Do you freebase it?
I don't even know what that means. It sounds like drug terminology. I wouldn't know anything about that. Mm. I'm just about my health. And feeling good.
Okay. You're a healthy guy.
Fair enough.
I'm kind of a gym rat.
You actually really are.
You really are.
It's therapy for me. Other people just want to be fat on the couch. I want to get my feelings out through the pump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of places you spend a lot of time at, do you still go to strip clubs like you did in this season? Again, this is a yes or no question. You do not need to elaborate.
Look.
Oh.
Not a good start.
I don't know why people keep bringing this kind of stuff up. I've never been to a strip club, and I would...
You have. It's on camera, Jax.
Oh, my God.
So, that's a no?
Look.
Oh.
Okay.
I just look. I have my friend owns the bar, and girls there, they happen to take off their clothes. That's kind of like the job they signed up for. Would I gotta leave when they're doing their work? It's ridiculous.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
That is the definition of a strip club, but yeah.
So you don't, do you tip these gals, or do you just be like, they're at work, they're getting paid?
No,
no. You don't give them any money.
They come up to me because they want to say hi. They see me on TV, and they want to say, what's up? I don't give them money.
Oh, well.
Oh, so you're saying all strippers like you.
Oh, strippers love me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Even though you don't pay them.
There's a tip I give them.
Oh, you know what? Okay. You know what, Jax? I think we're going to start wrapping this up a little bit. Maybe.
Jax just sent me the tip of his penis in a text. Jax.
My favorite part.
Oh, my God. Okay. Mm. Yeah, let's wrap this up. So Jax, at the end of the podcast, we like to do a little segment called Oral Exam, where each of us does a 1-minute essay on a pop culture topic of our choice.
Yeah, I am not going down on both of you right now.
Okay. That is not what we said. It's not literally. Okay,
that's not what an oral exam is. It's with your mouth.
You can go down oral on me though.
Okay.
Jax, ever the gentleman. this is literally just a verbal exam where we each do a 1-minute essay on a topic of our choice, starting with, in this essay, I will prove. Michelle is going to do one to start, to give an example of how it's not a blowjob. Michelle, you have 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now.
In this essay, I will prove that I accidentally cursed the British royal family. A few episodes ago, I did an oral exam about how I didn't care about knowing that Charles had a prostate exam. And then a few days later, he was diagnosed with cancer. 1, we don't know what kind of cancer he has. 2, we don't know what stage he is. 3, we don't know what kind of treatments he is getting. And 4, we don't even know his prognosis. But since I did that, not only did Charles get cancer, but now Kate is missing. I don't know. Nobody knows where she is. We don't know if she's with the Lindbergh baby. We don't know if she's with Amelia Earhart, which are the last two people I remember going missing. And I just want to apologize. My sincere apologies. I'm curtsying. I'm bowing to the British royal family. I didn't mean for any of this to happen. I hope that Charles recovers and that we find out what's going on with Kate. Something's up with Kate.
And that's time.
And that's,
oh, wow. Yeah.
God, that took forever.
What, was that too? That was, yeah. Do you like it when it's faster, Jax?
I could do it faster.
Okay.
No, anything to brag about. Okay. Well, I hope that this isn't true, but if this is your superpower, then we should use it for good instead of evil. Michelle.
Yes.
Your power to curse. Okay.
I didn't mean to curse.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of superpowers, my time starts now. In this essay, I will prove that the greatest superpower the world has ever known, the superpower that I would wish to have if I could have any, would be to be invisible and sneak into Bravo headquarters and read all of the psych evaluations of reality TV cast members. Now, is that breaking HIPAA? Yes, but it's a superpower. Because I want to know, everyone famously takes a psych evaluation before they go on a reality show, but everyone on reality TV is famously unstable. So, like, are they fudging the numbers? Like, what's going on? Who are those Bravo psychiatrist? And also, I would love to see their notes. I would love to, honestly, Jax, I would love to see your psych evaluation. Like, I think within 10 seconds of talking to you, you can tell that you are a nice narcissist and compulsive liar. And like, what do they write down? Like, Britney? Like, you know, did they secretly knew that she knew you were famous, even though she pretended not to know you? Like, that's all in the notes. It's so much better dirt than you could ever find on the show. Mm-hmm. And I would just, I almost want to get my own psychiatric license so I can be a Bravo psychiatrist. Time.
Ooh, that's a good, yeah, it would be interesting to see the psych evals. Do you remember, Jax, when you got a psych eval to be on television for Bravo? They're very, like, Bravo is famous for being very concerned about the mental health, drug use, alcohol use of their talent.
No, I don't remember doing any tests.
Just in life or just for Bravo?
I'm sure I did well on it. I don't remember.
Okay.
Them and you know, it's just crazy. Who would want to read those things? Who cares about that kind of stuff? Only idiots and nuns and people who hate sex. I'm too busy laying pipe to be doing tests.
Nuns read psych evaluations.
Well, I mean,
sign me up. Send me to an abbey.
I want to be a nun.
Yeah. Also, because I hate sex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what they say about nuns.
Jax, do you have an oral that you would like to do, or do you want to comment on ours?
Sure. Do I get a whole minute to talk about anything?
Sure.
You get a whole minute. You will be stopped at a minute, and your time starts now.
Look, I went to one of these Comic-Con things recently, and it was ridiculous. Why don't these nerds try getting some pussy instead of trying to wear costumes all the time? I didn't even know they wore costumes to these things. Is it allowed? I mean, it's ridiculous. Don't you want to get laid? Go to the gym. You stink like sweat and BO. That's what I think. The only time I sweat is when I'm getting some puss. But that's just me. I mean, not that I do that or anything. I'm a good guy. I'm a nice guy. I don't freak out about stuff. Look. All I'm saying is these guys need to focus on their bodies more and not their hobbies, because that's ridiculous. Uh-huh. Women don't like that kind of thing. I mean, it's like that time I went to a church and I saw people screaming. I was like, this is pretend. You guys aren't for real. Be honest about something. God knows and God saves. But anyway, I'm just saying, look, dudes need to do some crunches, you know what I mean?
Hey, that's time.
They just
all
are
right.
flabby, they're fat, they're ugly.
That's
and,
time.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Wow. Jax, powerful.
You, are disqualified for both going over time and being mean.
Yeah, you just shit over our entire audience.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is going to play at a Comic-Con?
We should be so lucky.
God, we wish.
I don't know if a bunch of virgins want to listen to y'all, whores.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, guys. That's a joke.
Oh, is very it? Funny. Okay. Jax, thank you so much for being on the show. You were exactly as we expected. Mm-hmm. Thanks
Good
again.
Good luck with your allergies.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes. Be sure to respond to those texts. All right. Mm-hmm. I want to see what's going on. I want to see, you know, I like to get a preview of the show.
Okay, well,
absolutely not.
Go pick up your kid from school or whatever it is you need to do.
Yeah, I'll pick them up.
It's
one kid.
You have one child.
And to our listeners, thank you guys so much. Please follow us on Instagram at @Bravo_breakdowns, TikTok at @Bravo_breakdowns, email us bravobreakdowns@gmail.com, comment, DM. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get your oral exams. Tell us what you thought of Jax if you want him to send you a dick pic. And thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Oh.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo.